It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to know more about the School of Podcasting, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. And brand new, if you'd like to be my buddy, my friend. I had a friend once. I forgot to feed it, and it died. But you can actually go to myspace.com/School of Podcasting. If you'd like to send me an email, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can leave me a message at 888-563-3228. Now that all that's out of the way, today we're going to talk about something that I'm actually kind of jumping the gun on this, but I'm pretty sure this is going to work. And that is, when you're talking, we've talked before about, you know, knowing your listener and finding material that they want to hear. This also applies if you want to do networking. Now, let me give you an example. I do a couple podcasts. One is for musicians. And one of the things I want to have on my podcast are reviews of new gear, you know, new things that are coming out, keeping up with the technology and things like that. The bad news is I don't have the budget to go out and buy all the new gear and things like that, and nor do I want or do I expect somebody to give me the new gear, although that would be very nice if you're listening. But what I've done is I thought about this, and there are big chains in where I live in Ohio, but there are also local chains, an actual chain in Ohio. It's not a national chain, but it is a chain in the Ohio area. And when I say you need to know your listener, you need to know who you're talking to, you need to know your audience. It's actually one of the key rules of public speaking and marketing. So here's, and you always have to look at, when you're doing networking, how can you create a mutually beneficial relationship? So, okay, how can I benefit from this? Well, I can get to play with new toys without putting out any money for it. I can create content, good content, for my listeners. That's what I'm going to get out of it. Okay, now, why should this music store, you know, let me come in and play with their stuff and audio tape it and things like that? Well, okay, let's put my foot in their shoes. Well, they obviously want some exposure. Well, the good news is this local chain has a website that they can actually sell products from. So if I say go to blahblahblah.com, and I'm not going to say the name yet because I haven't inked the deal yet. I don't want somebody going and stealing my idea. I can say go to here, and today we talked about this product, yada, yada, yada. Now, the other thing I can do then is so they're going to get promotion, okay, and things like that. And then the other thing I thought of is I can get them talked into this idea. I could have some postcards created, and they've got 5 locations scattered across Ohio. And I could put postcards at maybe their checkout counters. Take one with me, and here's how you sign up for the podcast and things like that. So, here's another thing you can think about, especially if you were thinking of starting a network of, you know, if you have a same type of podcast. Juice, the podcatcher that Adam Curry and Dave Weiner kind of helped create, and I'll put a link out to the show notes, in the show notes for that. Again, the show notes are going to be at schoolofpodcasting.net. You can actually have your own version of Juice created. So, for instance, if I wanted to have the software to where when you installed it, it automatically had my RSS feed in it, you could do that. Now, it's not free. It's $50. You can actually have, and you can add multiple ones. So again, if you run a network, you could have everyone in your network automatically be downloaded or be installed when they installed this Juice software. And you can also, for $100, not only have that, but have your logo on the software, which is pretty cool. I'm actually thinking, I've got a couple applications for that that I'm going to be looking into. So, you know, so I'm thinking about, that's another way I can benefit. They have my target audience. You know, that's who's really going to enjoy my podcast. So those are the two ways I can benefit this. So when I call tomorrow, I'm going to talk to somebody in the marketing department and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm going to have to explain what podcasting is, and I'm going to explain how I can help, you know, boost their market. I can bring to them musicians. I have the ears of musicians, and I can come across without selling. You know, on one hand, sure, it's going to be a commercial. This little segment is going to be a commercial for this product through their website. And that's how I'm going to put this. And the fact that it's not a hard sale. It's not going to be, you know, this Sunday, unless they want to. Maybe they want to do that. For podcast listeners, it's a special price or something like that. There's a lot of different ways you can market this. But the other thing, I listen to their advertising to see how do they sell themselves. And they sell themselves as the local dealer that cares, as opposed to the big national chains. So when I explain to them why I'm coming to them, one of the things I'm going to be telling them is, I'm coming to you because I've you know, done business in their stores for years, number one, and number two, because they're the local people that care. And so know your audience, and if you're trying to network with people, you know, if you're trying to find a way to reach your listeners, think about it from both ends. How can both of you benefit? And then see if you can accomplish what they want, and if they can accomplish what you want. And if you do, you know, put it in writing and go to town. So that's my podcast for today. Just some insights, something to think about. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out, a neat little trick. I always like to give you guys a link, so I think most people know about Juice. Today's random link from the School of Podcasting.com is FeedPlayer. If you go to FeedPlayer.com, now what's cool about this is you can put in your feed there, your RSS feed, and it spits out this code that you can copy and paste into your blog or your website or things like that, and it will automatically, you know, put a player on that page. So I went over and I was sniffing around MySpace and thought, well, it sure'd be cool if I could, you know, have a way for people to listen to my podcast right there on my MySpace page. So I went ahead and copied the code, and I had to kind of alter it a little bit, but you can, with some minor tweaking, put this feed player on your MySpace page. So if you go to myspace.com/schoolpodcasting.com, you can click right there. There are links right there if you want to subscribe to the feed as well. And so that's just my little tip for today. If you have a MySpace page, you can use the code from feedplayer.com, and I'll be making a tutorial to show you exactly how you can, what code you need to get rid of and things like that if you want to put that on your MySpace page. So that's it for today. As always, thanks for taking the time to download and listen to The Morning Announcements, the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. For more information about the School of Podcasting.com, go out to, oddly enough, schoolofpodcasting.com. Also, we do have a forum. We do have message boards. So there's a link out there at the site for that as well, as well as the listener survey in the upper right-hand corner that you can take. If you got a couple seconds, that'd be greatly appreciated if you clicked on that. And with that, class dismissed.